Hello, good morning. Welcome, thank you. As she presented, I'm from Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. I'm very happy to be here. Before I get started, I just want to kind of survey the audience and see who in the audience is from a local public health department. Three, great. Okay, four. Okay. Hopefully, the framework I'm presenting, if you aren't from a local public health department, you could see it as applicable for your agency that you're representing. This is a readiness framework. It's a multi-level staffing framework for allocating competencies, resources, exercises for us to be ready and prepared. Want to give credit to other contributors listed up here. As you know, to create any sort of model and framework, it takes a collaborative effort, and I just want to give credit where credit is due and thank those. Some of them are actually here in the audience, so thank you for being here. Want to disclose that I have no personal financial relationships. First, I want to start just by giving a little bit of context, some overview of our department. So basically, the major challenge we have here is Los Angeles County's nearly 4,000 public health workers must be ready and prepared to respond to an emergency. That may sound simple, however, there are so many variables, each of which are very dynamic, that we need to organize and create a standardized readiness framework. We have 10 million population, so that poses quite a challenge for our readiness. Just to give you a little bit of, to help you digest the number 10 million, quite a large number. This is Dodger Stadium, so I want to apologize for those of you Yankee fans and Phillies fans. I really didn't even think that through. I actually just put it up here for illustrative purposes. But this stadium seats 56,000 people, and just to help you understand, 10 million, you would have to fill the stadium 180 times to fill our entire population that we serve. So from a readiness standpoint, we have quite the challenge there to serve that number of people. We also cover 4,084 square miles. Within our population, I also forgot to mention that our population is larger than 44 states within the United States, just to give you more of an idea. So we have quite the geography to cover, and so we have to think about that as well in terms of our readiness, our staffing, and all of the pieces I'm going to share with you that fit into this framework. We have service planning areas. We have 8 geographical areas that we separate out into different regions, and that helps us with our planning and our readiness initiatives. We have 50 public health programs, so in thinking about this framework, we have to think about all the programs. How do they fit into this framework? It's quite a complex organizational structure, and so I'll talk about that a little bit more as well. So our needs assessment. These are the cold, hard facts. Not cold, but hard facts. We have 3,800 staff members, 20-plus trainings. These trainings are not just for all employees. They're dynamic. We have different levels of trainings. We have 25 readiness competencies. Again, dynamic. 10-plus exercises a year and 15-plus readiness resources. So all these are independent variables that we need to organize into a cohesive framework and standardize for all employees. Our learning objectives for this presentation: discuss the purpose for developing the framework, describe how readiness competencies, resources, and our trainings are allocated within the framework, describe at least one implementation step in rolling out the framework, and discuss 2 points of progress since the initiation of our framework. So the purpose of the framework is to improve Department of Public Health's operational readiness and timely response to public health emergencies through the development of a systematic approach to preparing Los Angeles County public health employees to respond to emergencies. And we're doing this right now as we speak. Our organization is responding to the pandemic H1N1. provision of a mechanism for employees to increase their knowledge, their skills, and ability to respond. Assurance that the necessary resources are provided to employees to enhance their readiness. So, the framework constructs that I'll present to you today are DPH staff. We have, again, I mentioned we have 3,800 staff. Again, multiple types of disciplines of staff. This is all dynamic, different levels of staff, training, all different levels, competencies, exercises, and resources. Okay, so starting with the staff, this framework is targeted for all public health employees. And so, like, as I said, we have so many different levels of staff, so we had to really sit down and determine how do we organize these staff into the various levels that they naturally would fit into. How many of you are familiar with the incident command system? Fantastic. I did not bring a translator, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the incident command system to identify how we organized our staffing levels. So we have four framework levels, and this framework is also a progressive framework. The staff have to complete the preceding level before moving on. And I'm going to talk about this in more detail and give you a couple of visuals to help you wrap your mind around it. So this reporting structure, it represents our community level response reporting structure. It's the hierarchy in which staff report up through the command chain. At a community response level, we have what's called points of dispensing sites. And as I mentioned, we're in a H1N1 response right now at the community level. And so this is just a natural hierarchy within the incident command system at the community level. So we have staff reports to unit leader, to group supervisor, section chief, and command staff. This represents our more of an organizational level within the incident command system. So I discussed the pod level, and you saw that hierarchy of staffing. Now, beyond the pod level, we have the emergency control centers, department operations center, and in the event of a unified command situation, the county will have an emergency operations center. So, in understanding that there is that natural hierarchy at the community level as well as the operations center level, it was easy for us to determine the four levels of staff that we have embedded into our framework. As you can see, all DPH staff are required to take certain levels of training, so they're level one. And as you can see, it just continues up that hierarchy, up through the Department Operations Center and the Emergency Operations Center. So how do we determine the numbers of staff and who those staff are within the framework? Well, we know that level one is all employees, so 3,800 representing 100% of staff. We know that level two are the unit leaders and group supervisors, and we know based on the numbers of pods, points of dispensing sites that we have in our community, we already know the numbers of staffing that's needed for a typical response, and within that response, we know the number of unit leaders and group supervisors, and that's approximately 1,500 people, which is 40% of our staff. Level three are the section chiefs and command staff, and we know that there are about 500 people within that level. And these are pre-identified staff from various Department of Public Health divisions, such as Environmental Health, Quality Improvement Division, Toxics Epidemiology, Veterinary Public Health, and other divisions. We know that we will have about 15% staff there. And as you can see, level four, as we go up the leadership chain, there's a smaller percentage of staff. There's about 50 staff within our Department Operations Center and Emergency Operations Center, and that represents 5% of staff. Okay, so we'll talk about the second framework construct, and that is training. As you can see here, we have specific online and classroom courses required at each level. So as you can see, level one has to take a smaller amount of training compared to level four, who has to take a greater number of training. So it's inversely proportionate. Your level is inversely proportionate to the amount of training that you are required to take. Also, a major component of the framework are competencies. We have, as I mentioned, 20 competencies that we need to ensure gets embedded into this framework. We did a lot of research and we found competencies from the Columbia University School of Nursing Center for Public Health Policy, the Centers for Disease Control, and the NATO organization. They do endorse these competencies, so they're quite universal, and I think a lot of public health agencies use these readiness competencies. So again, these competencies are dynamic, and we see that as we were trying to determine which competencies would go into which level of the framework, we really had to sort of sort through them and make that determination. This is a level one example competency, describe the chain of command and emergency response. So pretty basic competency. I'm not going to share all the competencies with you. There are 20, but this is just to give you an example of a level one competency. Level two, a little bit more advanced. Demonstrate use of equipment and skills associated with his or her functional role in emergency response during regular drills. A level three example, again, a little bit more advanced from the level two. Demonstrate effective leadership in a crisis, keeping focused on key information and decision points. And level four, even more advanced, this is the Department Operations Center in the EOC. Assure that the agency has a written, updated plan for major categories of emergencies that respects the culture of the community. And as you see here, we had to take all 20 and organize those into the four levels. The next two components of our framework are the exercises and resources. In addition to ensuring that our staff has appropriate knowledge, we want to make sure we reinforce that through exercise, and we want to ensure that they have the appropriate skills to respond to an emergency. So these are just some examples under the skills, examples of exercises that our department carries out: notification drill, chain of command, department operations center exercises. And again, each of these exercises are all at various levels, and so we organize those within the framework by level. Resources, we want to make sure that staff at the four levels, framework levels, are provided with the appropriate resources to respond to an emergency. And each level of staff requires a different type of resource or resources. Some examples: communication plan, emergency supply kit, a notification tree in their work unit, emergency operations plan at their work site. So depending on the level of staff, they will have different resources. So to talk a little bit about implementation, we sort of started from the top of the framework, levels three and four, and we have implemented those two levels and are moving down the framework. So level three and four, they were easier to identify because there's a smaller ratio of staff at levels three and four. We already knew who would be within the incident command system, who would be reporting to the Department Operations Center or the Emergency Operations Center. And we have also identified who the unit leaders and group supervisors would be at our community level, which is at the point of dispensing level of response. So we've identified the staff. The way we identify the staff is we actually have a committee called the Emergency Preparedness Training and Exercise Committee. That committee contains representatives from each of our department's divisions and response programs. So that committee worked hard at determining who these staff are. Once they were determined, we sent a memo to them, and that memo actually was sent from the director of our Emergency Preparedness and Response Program, just letting them know of their role in the event of an emergency, what their actual role is. At that point, they were actually notified that they will be either a Department Operations Center staff or they'll be a unit leader at the pod level. Following that memo going out, our unit, which is the Office of Organizational Development and Training, we sent out a training memo to notify them of the exact trainings that they're required to take to be certified at their level within the framework. So that memo went out from us. So just to talk a little bit about our accomplishments. So 2 years ago, LA County underwent this extensive effort to develop this framework. Again, before this framework was developed, we had training happening here. We had exercises happening over here. We had resources that we were managing, and we knew that we had competencies to be met. So we had to really pull our heads together and really work in a cohesive way to take all these independent parts, pull them together, and develop the framework. We started the committee. It made sense to collaborate, come together, have a committee to really talk about and brainstorm these ideas and how we could create a standardized way and create these various levels of staff and tie everything together. The framework constructs were identified, published, and approved by our department's executive staff. So once it was approved through our committee, we took the framework and presented it to our executive staff within the department just to get buy-in and final approval. And we're very happy that they approved our framework. We implemented levels 3 and 4. We have begun identifying level 2 staff. And we'll be implementing that in the near future. What we also plan to do is to create these certification levels within our learning management system. And so that as staff complete their trainings through the various levels, they are actually notified that they have been certified in their level. Of the 43 level 4 staff members, 20 completed all level 4 trainings, yielding a 46% completion rate. So as I mentioned, we've already identified the level 4 and level 3 staff, so we've begun to evaluate their readiness and see how they're doing in completing what's required of them to be ready. That's actually all I have. Will we have questions at the end, or shall I take them now? Okay, I could go ahead and take any questions that you may have. Yes.
Listening to this, I'm wondering, you said this started 2 years ago. Was there an impetus for a bad situation that created necessity to do this and sort of bring everything together, or was this just we figure we need to do this now versus later?
I would say that the biggest impetus would be that we were moving forward already with our trainings. We were moving forward with our exercises. All of these were happening. However, we didn't really have, it was happening in sort of silos. And so the impetus was really to bring all of those moving parts together and really talk and brainstorm about how we could make all of this standardized and really brand it and sell it, and so that every employee in the Department of Public Health would know, I'm a level 1 employee, I'm a level 2 employee, response employee, and so that we could really have this tool and a sense of understanding of what their role is, who they are within this framework, and again, to have all the programs who were carrying out each of these moving parts come together and really just organize it and centralize it for the department. Any other questions? Yes.
When you say emergency preparedness, does that also apply to disasters or catastrophic disasters?
Yes, it does. Yes. Yes?
So on the evaluation piece, you can talk a little bit about that. I'm just curious, was it a pre and post to the training and then a 6 months after to see if they still retain the information? What was evaluated and how was it evaluated?
Basically, what we've done so far is we're at the point where we're getting them to take the training. And so at this point, we're developing, there's a lot of parallel things happening. We're developing our learning management system. And so that's one way we're going to track our readiness efforts and whether they are certified within their level. So we're building that system. And at this point in time, we're actually trying to build that. Have them set up within the system at the four levels. So right now we're just trying to get them to take the training. We also have an implementation plan, so we have certain benchmarks and goals to have them complete their trainings by, to have the exercises carried out by, to have the resources ready by, certain timelines for each of those. And so right now, it's just to get them, to get these systems in place, to get them to take the training, and then we'll go from there. Yes?
Is there any incentive for personal growth? So I'm a level two, I want to move up in a role. Can I take courses to move into a level three or a level four?
I would say absolutely. I would say that the levels are dependent on sort of their role or their job within the organization. We are we're an organization that likes to recommend or really try to promote staff. And so as they promote through the organization, definitely I would say that they could then promote through the incident command chain as well, depending on what their role is. And I would say absolutely 100% we encourage that. That's
enough.
Thank you very much.